Now, I'm joined today by a lady so bursting in talent it makes you sick. Model, actress, singer, songwriter, and that's just for starters. She's appeared in feature films such as Wonder Woman, Bridget Jones' Baby, and Brent on the Road, been in TV series Silent Witness, and appeared in commercials for Ariel, Peugeot, Batiste Dry Shampoo, TK Maxx, and music videos Love Me Better, James Blunt, and Reflections. One example, Jacob and Plant. Now, just for starters, it's a big and humble welcome to Phoenix FM to Alia Eloisi.
Yes!
Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Amazing. Yeah. There you are. Now, that's clearly not an English name. So where do you hail from?
Well, I'm from Slovenia originally.
Right, but you're living in London now, are you?
Yes, I moved here when I was 19.
And why did you do that? It's a long way to come.
Not so long.
No.
It's actually a long story. So first I wanted to come just for a few months.
Yeah.
And then I kind of stayed. And pursuing my career has always been one of my secret goals.
Now, we alluded to the fact that you're acting, and as we mentioned in the introduction, you're also a singer, and on top of that, you write your own material as well.
Yes.
So how did you start out?
So I started singing in choirs. I've been singing in choirs for 15 years. And then when I was 11, I started doing vocal coaching and songwriting. And then from that point on, I just started to perform a lot, doing some music festivals and, yeah, just going forward.
Unbelievable. Starting at 11. I can't believe it, you know. Yeah. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be taking a listen to your latest single, The One.
Yes.
But before that, I'd like to find out something about your songwriting. How did you first come to realize that you could actually write material?
That I could actually write?
Yeah.
So I don't know how old I was, probably 11. But yeah, I was just...
It's just showing off, you see.
No. So... I think how I started out, I just started to play some chords on the piano and then some melodies just started to come out of my mind and just songs, just they were just starting to be, you know, created.
Yeah.
And then I just took it from there. I just got really inspired and, yeah, wrote songs and, yeah.
And when you write, do you write the melody first or the words?
Yes, I usually start with the melody and then the words usually come just naturally by the melody. But that really depends on the song. So each song is created in a different way.
It must be very difficult. I mean, there's so much music out there and we keep on hearing about people being prosecuted for pinching chords or whatever. How do you try to avoid that?
Well, I just follow my inner voice, I suppose.
Yes.
And
go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, English is not your mother tongue, so it must make it especially difficult for you, doesn't it, writing songs?
No, not at all. I mean, as I said, words usually just come naturally when I'm writing. And when I'm in UK, I think in English.
Really?
Yeah. And when I'm in France, I think in French. And when I'm in Slovenia, I think in Slovenian. But yeah, I speak six languages, so...
See, that really is showing off. Six languages.
Showing off.
So you write in all these different languages.
Well, one of the songs that I wrote that I performed in Slovenia was in French, actually, yeah.
Mm.
But now I just write in English and Slovenian in a couple of times, so yeah.
And when you write music, do you find it easier to write when you're in a happy mood or if you're sad?
Well, that really depends how I feel. And but obviously, if I'm happy, the song will be happy. If I'm sad, the song will be sad. But it really depends how I feel, what's going on in my life, want to express in the song, and what I want to deliver to the audience as well.
And of all the songs that you've written up to date,
yes,
are there any lines that you composed that you think, got it, that was really super?
Oh, do you mean in terms of lyrics?
really good lyric, and you thought, that was fantastic.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you will hear lots of them in my upcoming EP, but probably from my latest release, probably would be, okay, I'll say it now.
Yeah, go on.
But then I just stopped. No, I just stopped. Oh, girl, where's your focus? And now I'm here standing as strong as the rock. Became my own light now.
Oh, right. Okay. So which artist or artists would you consider to be your biggest influence?
Well, I really like Emily Sandé in terms of songwriting and in terms of, you know, singer influence as well. And then I also like Sia in terms of songwriting more, actually.
Yes, yes.
Then Beyoncé, Jennifer Hudson, really powerful singers. Yeah, but I like lots of singers. And
Any of those that you find yourself copying? Or?
Well, I don't copy and I don't like to copy because even if I'm doing any covers, I always put myself into it and I always sing with my voice.
Yeah.
And I always deliver something from me.
Inside, yeah. It comes from the heart.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now, although you're based in London, you're currently completing an acting degree at the Russian Academy of Theatre and Arts, and you're heading back there on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's correct.
Couple of days' time.
Yeah.
Good heavens. And where do you go from there?
Well, we'll see where my life will go. But yeah, I mean, at the moment now when I'm doing my course there, and then I just go back and forth to London, Moscow and Slovenia. So I have like a home triangle at the moment. It's quite stressful.
Have you got flats in each place then?
In London, usually I rent out or stay in my friend's place.
Yeah, yeah.
In Slovenia, obviously, I have my family there. In Moscow, yeah, I mean, I'm in the student dorm there. So
yes, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all kind of sorted out, but yeah, home triangle.
Unbelievable. Now, do you have a preferred action plan? Singing, acting, modelling, writing? Or is it a combination of the lot?
Yeah, actually, it's a combination of all of them because I really enjoy doing all of them. They're all kind of connected. So, acting is connected to singing, modeling as well. So I like it. I really like
it. Good stuff. Now, you've got a new EP coming out, have you not?
Yes, that's correct.
When's that coming out?
In a couple of months.
Right.
Yes. So I just came to London now in August for 1 month to complete this EP mission.
Right. So how much more have you got to do on it?
So I've got 4 songs so far and probably 1 or 2 songs more. It's titled My Love, and it's pop, electropop, so quite different from my latest release.
Now, we've got a snippet here from your EP. Uh-huh. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
So it's the song called Fool For You. It's electropop, and I'm just working on it, actually, at the moment with a really good producer from Chelsea, Julian Chaum.
Right.
Yes, so let's have 15 seconds of it.
Okay, here it comes.
Hold me tight and be nice, cause I wanna be with you, wanna hold you. You're the one that I wanted, the one that I needed, the one that I wanted.
I like that. I think that's great.
Nothing more.
I haven't got the recording of the rest of it yet. You're still working on that one.
No, I'm just mastering it, so it's all done. Yeah.
That is really good. That is a great track.
Thank
I think.
Thank you. I really can't wait to release it. Yeah.
Yeah. So and you're hoping to release it within the next couple of months, you say?
Yes, probably, because I'm just finishing the first stage now, which is recording all the songs and mastering, and then you know the promotion is coming up and all the other stuff. So I'm just having it in a relaxed way now, finishing all the songs, and then.
It must be quite difficult to release songs these days with so much out there. Presumably you're doing it all on iTunes and this sort of thing, aren't
you? Yes, I do,
Rather than going to the record companies.
At the moment, I just want to do it like this,
Yeah, fair enough, okay. So let's come back to the latest single, which was actually released last year. Is there a story behind that?
Of course there is a story behind it.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
There's always a story. So, it's actually... So when I first came to London, when I moved to London, I was 19. And I was going through lots of... I really grew up here. I actually went through kind of a life university here because I moved independently and I was taking care of everything. My parents didn't help me. So I did everything on my own here. So I was going through kind of...
They didn't help you?
No, they couldn't. So,
oh, I see.
But so, I was really on my own ground. And,
wow.
So The One is a really inspirational and motivational ballad. And I just really find it really pleasant every time if I get to perform it or if it's played anywhere, just to pass this message on to everybody. So, but the story is, my music and lyric, especially with this song, they're always created with the aim to be really memorable, inspiring, and inspirational. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right. So well, look, before we hear that song, we're going to find out a little bit more where people can find out about you and what you're up to.
Yes, so you can find me on all the social media. Yes. This means Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. So it's Alya Eloisi, A-L-Y-A, and then E-L-O-U-I-S-S-I. And also I have a website, so aliaeloisi.com.
Yes.
Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and Instagram because lots of exciting things are coming up.
Including the EP.
Yeah, which is really different from my first release. So I'm really excited about that.
It is very different, I have to say.
It is.
Really good sound.
Because also I've grown since, I mean, in 1 year, and my taste has kind of changed as well. But you always go forward.
Oh, yes, that's right. Absolutely. Right, well, I think we should take a listen to the song right now.
Yes,
good luck with whatever you do in the future.
Thank you.
I think it's only fitting that you should introduce it. So go.
What, The One?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I'll be singing my latest release, The One, now, live from Phoenix FM, just for you.
Great stuff. All right, let's hear it.
Uh-huh. Stop or bring me the light now. I try to close doors that are bringing me down. Oh, help me with this now. Stopping all these struggles and being alone. Go out, go out, be free. And asking myself, what am I doing here? My mother once told me, now tell me, why are you different from me and other people? You're not alone. Now tell me, why are you different from me and other people? We've all been there. Just be the one, the one, the one that always carries on. Just be the one, the one, the one that guides with your light on. Just be the one,
the one,
the one,
the one
that knows the best of you. Just be the one,
the one,
the one,
the one
that shows the most of you. I cried, I nearly died, but then I just stopped. Oh, go, where's your focus? And now I'm here standing as strong as the rock. Became my own light now. Tell me, why are you different from me and other people? You're not alone. Tell me, why are you different from me and other people? You're not alone, it's all okay. Just be the one, the one,
the one
that always carries on. Just be the one.
Shows the most of you. Be the one.
Superb. Absolutely wonderful. Thanks ever so much for coming in. And
thank you for
good
having
me. Not at all. It's our pleasure. Good luck with your trip across to Moscow.
Thank you.
And good luck with the EP. You'll have to come back when you've got the EP out.
Yes.
And give us some more snippets of it.
I will. Thank you once again for having me.
Good stuff. Not at all. It's our pleasure.